Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I'm going to share a story with you about Gandhi. Now, Gandhi was no doubt a really great leader, but there's one story in particular that comes to mind about his type of leadership. And in the 1930s, there was a young boy who had become addicted to and obsessed with eating sugar. I think I know a few of those people in my life. So his mother decided to ask Gandhi to help and took the long, hot journey with her son, walking many, many miles under the scorching sun, really, until she finally reached Gandhi. And she asked him to tell her son to stop eating sugar because it wasn't good for his health. Gandhi replied, "Well, I can't tell him that, you know, but you may bring him back in a few weeks and then I'll talk to him." So the mother was really confused and she was upset and she took the boy home. In 2 weeks, she again made the really long journey back. And this time Gandhi looked directly at the boy and said, "You know, boy, you should stop eating sugar. This is not good for your health." And the boy kind of nodded sheepishly and he promised he wouldn't eat it anymore. And the boy's mother was really puzzled, and she asked Gandhi, she said, "Why didn't you tell him that 2 weeks ago when I brought him here to see you the first time?" And Gandhi just smiled and said, "Well, 2 weeks ago, I was eating a lot of sugar myself." So, obviously, the moral of the story is that he couldn't tell him not to do something that he himself was doing, so he waited until he had amended his ways and then told him not to eat it. Another story I want to share with you is a short story about a woman's heroes that she has in her own family and examples that she's learned from. And everyone we come in contact with, and a lot of people that are family members and mentors, they all are examples that we can learn from and look to. And this is about a woman named Maisley Aveline, and then her last name started with an H. So they didn't identify her last name. But all of this woman's grandchildren and children called her Mama. And the great-great-grandchildren called her Nanny. But when anyone thinks about her, they think of love and kindness. And hers is the face that comes to mind when they're thinking of somebody that just loved and gave really selflessly. So this woman could always find something to love and praise about everyone she met. And she had a really hard life, but she never complained. She never said unkind things about anyone. How many people do we know like that? I feel like those numbers are dwindling. And her faith and devotion to God was honored by answered prayers, so much so that everyone believed that she just had God on hotline. She just called him up and her prayers were answered. And she taught everyone by her example and by living her beliefs. And this woman was not only a hero, but not the only hero in this author's life, but she's been blessed with many others. And she says that her mother would sit at a sewing machine for hours making clothes for other people in exchange for fabric to clothe her and her sister. She would also stand for hours ironing, earning extra money, working side by side with her father, doing work that many young men would probably find physically taxing, and all this and more, while her spine curved from scoliosis more and more as she got older. This woman says that she showed so much faith and strength during a battle with breast cancer, and she never lost her sense of humor. So it's just another example that there are so many heroes in our lives if we know where to look. I do want to tell you about an episode of Extreme Genes Family History Radio. There's a new episode this week highlighting the host Fisher's ties to the Ed Sullivan Show in lieu of the Beatles' 50th anniversary. So an interesting one for sure. And you can hear that episode as well as past episodes of Extreme Genes over on MormonChannel.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, go ahead and send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post them on Facebook for us. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and this episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.